gentlemen. May I have your attention, please?
In a world that is not bound by the rules and regulations of the FCC, you are about to go too far with JBK. The Too Far Podcast with JBK begins now.
How's it going, everybody? This is the Too Far Podcast with JBK. Hope that your week is going well, and it is so good to be talking to you once again. Let me begin with this. Have you ever had a friend that is really nice to you, but they're just not that fun to be around because they don't make you a better person? They don't elevate you in any way because you end up talking about the same things, and you've heard their stories so many times, you know what they're going to say before they even say it. So it becomes the, it's not you, it's me routine, right? In order for the Colts to take the first step toward competing again, and to, more importantly, keep the fans interested in the franchise, they must fire head coach Chuck Pagano. It's not you, Chuck, it's the way that you coach. You honorably dealt with cancer and led the Colts the past few years with dignity and respect. Chuck has had multiple chances to try to get this right, as well as a patient fan base that is putting up with his press conferences that sound the exact same every week because you know what he's going to say before he even says it.
But you take it one day at a time, and you keep swinging the axe and keep chopping wood, if you will, and eventually the tree will fall. Chopping wood one day at a time. One game at a time, it's the next one. You know, it's the most important one because it is the next one. Nothing else matters. But the next game, you know, day after day after day, and stick to the process and keep practicing and keep grinding. And eventually, you know, if you keep swinging the axe, you know, the tree's going to fall. You know what I'm going to say? You got to stick to the process. Anybody else, you take it one day at a time. You got to stick to the process. It is what it is. It is what it is. It is what it is. You know, it is what it is. Next man up, if you will. He's going through the process. We stick to that plan. It is what it is. But it's a war of attrition. It's next man up. Next man up. Next man up. You can control what you can control.
It's time to cut the cord with Chuck. Even though it may hurt us personally, the NFL is a business, and it's necessary, based on these arguments. The biggest mistake made by Indianapolis was not retaining Bruce Arians as head coach. Pagano's cancer battle inspired the Colts in 2012 and kind of gave them something to fight for when there really wasn't anything to fight for at that point. It can't be disputed that BA was the better coach. At the time of Chuck Pagano's cancer diagnosis, the team was 1-2, and under Bruce Arians, he led the Colts to a 9-3 record, including wins over Green Bay, Cleveland, Tennessee, Miami, Buffalo, Detroit, and Kansas City, with the average margin of victory for those games being by less than 5 points per game. BA is also 44-26-1 since taking over in Arizona and ended up winning the 2014 NFL Coach of the Year award. So it's clear that Chuck was the player's coach, while BA was more focused on accountability and X's and O's. And Chuck has done the best that he can. Quite frankly, he's a victim of circumstances, being that he has a lack of talent and performance from that talent, as well as massive amounts of injuries, with the most devastating being quarterback Andrew Luck, arguably a top 5 quarterback in the league when he is healthy, but he's continued to struggle with his rehab. And by the way, if you're the Colts, just shut him down for the remainder of the year. Don't put him in harm's way behind a terrible roster. I know some people want him to play if he's healthy, but why subject him to possible re-aggravation of that shoulder injury? It just doesn't make sense. Shut him down now to prevent any further injury behind a terrible roster. But there's also been a lack of performance from key players that you would expect to elevate their play with Andrew Luck out. Wide receiver T.Y. Hilton, who considers himself to be a number one receiver in this league, well, he only has 3 catches in the last 2 weeks. And safety Malik Hooker, who has 3 interceptions so far this year, seems to be one of the bright spots for Indianapolis' defense. He's now out for the season with torn ligaments in his knee. And quarterback Jacoby Brissett was shaken up a bit, taking 10 sacks against Jacksonville, a team record for Indianapolis. And no one wants to go back to Scott Tolzien, because in the opening week for Indianapolis against the Rams, he had not just 1, but 2 pick sixes. And to give you more context on how bad Scott Tolzien actually is, he has the same QBR as Jamarcus Russell, one of the worst NFL busts in history. I would honestly take Colin Kaepernick 2 hours before the game. Seriously, if you gave me 10 plays that Colin Kaepernick could run during a game, I would take that over a fully prepared Scott Tolzien. To go back to Chuck Pagano and his coaching woes, he's coached the Colts in 7 games this season, and there have been 7 chokes, even in their 2 wins. The only wins for Indianapolis this year are against San Francisco and Cleveland, the only 2 teams left in the NFL without a win this season. So the Colts have only won against winless teams. Both games were at home, and both games had a point differential of 3 points apiece. But this week, Indianapolis hit rock bottom, losing 27-0 to Jacksonville. And Blake Bortles looked like Drew Brees, because he threw for 18 of 26 with 330 yards and a touchdown. And this is a quarterback who has ranked in the bottom half of the league in QBR during his first 3 seasons. Jacksonville also rushed for almost 200 yards as a team without Leonard Fournette, the NFL's 4th leading rusher. And this was the first shutout in 23 years when the Colts lost in December of 1993 against the Patriots, and Jeff George was the quarterback for the Colts. This was the top song. Colts kicker Adam Vinatieri, the NFL's oldest player at 44, was in college at South Dakota State, and quarterback Andrew Luck was 4 years old. Yes, it's been that long since the Indianapolis Colts have been shut out. And there have been glimmers of hope for Indianapolis this season, based on the way that they have played in the first half of games. Excluding the game against Jacksonville, the Colts have outscored opponents 75-52 in the first half, which is respectable, which allowed them to hold leads against Arizona, Cleveland, Seattle, and Tennessee. But the second half is just a completely different story. I don't know if it's something in the water or in the Gatorade, but they just don't show up. Including Jacksonville, the Colts have now been outscored 44-133 in the second half. And the first step in solving a problem is recognizing there is one, and there is a clear lack of coaching and ability to finish games as a result of that coaching, because there have been 7 games, and there have been 7 chokes. The only saving grace for Chuck Pagano is that his staff is as bad as he is. The offensive line coach, Joe Philbin, does have head coaching experience with the Miami Dolphins, but his part of the team gave up 10 sacks against Jacksonville this past week, and offensive coordinator Rob Chudzinski once coached the Cleveland Browns, but his team was shut out for the first time in 23 years, and he used a timeout to call, wait for it, a quarterback sneak. You would think with that additional time he could think of something else that, I don't know, isn't a quarterback sneak. And the Colts couldn't even use their multi-million dollar retractable roof correctly, refusing to open it on Sunday, despite it being 72 and sunny in Indianapolis. So if you're a taxpayer that helped pay for Lucas Oil Stadium, you should be pissed for that reason alone. While Chuck Pagano is an honorable man and is partly a victim of circumstances with a lack of talent and injuries, he may be the first casualty in rebuilding what is a broken and lost franchise in the Indianapolis Colts. This has been the Too Far Podcast with JBK. Hope that you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, share it on your page. Also, use the hashtag TooFarPodcast when you make that post. Follow me on social media by using the handle at JBK_3 on both Twitter and Instagram. And on both of those accounts, you will then find a link to the podcast where you can then subscribe for all of the episodes and catch up there on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, as well as Google Play. So until next time, have a great day and a better tomorrow.